You did great. Awesome. I find that today is very much a Spirit-led Sunday. Just the whole, what you mentioned right after worship about God meets and God, when God encounters you in a unique way, and just to hear all of your testimonies, and I'm sure there are many others that, you know, you didn't get to voice some amazing things that God has done. That was the sermon. Really, what you were testifying to, the things that God has done. I mean, things that you could not have predicted, things that you could not have seen. God meeting you in a profound way, that's the sermon. And we can have great peace in knowing that God is with us. And so this morning, we were going to look at the second carol of this series, Carols of Christmas. We did this series 2 years ago, and we were going to do it again this year. But you know what? I just felt the whole time sitting there that I'm not going to preach that today. I just felt the Spirit of God leading in a different way. I was going to preach on the Silent Night, on Silent Night. And then after the sermon, I was going to give an announcement to you, just an update of what's happening in my life and ministry. But I don't want to preach because it's going to get in the way of what God is already saying today. And so I'm just going to go right into the announcement. And so many of you know that I've been on this journey of transition for a while now. So it's been almost 2 years. So about a year and a half ago, I sensed the Lord calling me to be amongst lost people. There's a passage in the scriptures where Jesus was going around preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and he was healing the sick. He was raising the dead and casting out demons. And he says to his disciples, he's like, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I would read that passage and be like, I want to be your laborer, Lord. I want to be one of those few. I want to be among lost people, to engage lostness in our city, to engage lostness in our country, to engage lostness in our world. And so a year and a half ago, I was on this journey. I sensed the Lord moving in my life towards transitioning. And I had no idea what that meant. You know, I felt like Abraham being told to leave the comfort of his home. Go into the unknown. You're going to leave the comfort of your home, and you're going to go into the unknown. And I couldn't understand, but I just trusted God. And so I came to the leadership at the time, and I said, you know, there's something stirring in my spirit. I need some time to figure that out. And that's where the sabbatical came from. And so in 2018, I took a sabbatical from October 2018 to January 2019. And so in that time, I was able to go on a mission trip, and it was to the Philippines. Many of you know that. And of course, I could go on and on and on about the mission trip to the Philippines and seeing God move. But the one thing I want to highlight is this, that while I was in Manila, I ran into Jeremy Durton, who is the National Director of E3 Partners Canada. He happened to be there, so this is my God meet, okay? I'm in Manila after the trip is about to be over and about to fly back home, and I got a message on Facebook while I was about to eat dinner, Jeremy saying, hey, are you in Manila right now? You have pictures all over your Facebook. You're in the Philippines. Are you here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm here too. Wow, what are the chances of that? And so we ended up connecting. We had dinner together. And that's what started this direction of working with E3 Partners. And so upon returning from sabbatical, that's something that I was pursuing, becoming a missionary with E3 Partners. But it was still unclear what that was going to entail. Would I be part-time? Would I be full-time? Would I be here? Would I be fully there? It was unclear. All that I knew was that God was showing me that it was time to move on. But I didn't have a clear picture of what that meant. So we kept trudging along. I let the leadership know about this transition. I let the church know in May about this transition. But again, even at that time, I didn't know exactly what that meant. So fast forward, it was October of this year, just before I went on this mission trip, this last trip to Malaysia and the Philippines. I was approached by the search committee of Wilmot Center Church. And they approached me and asked me if I would consider coming there. And Allie and I went to that first meeting with the search committee that approached me. And in that meeting, I told them that I was going to be with E3 Partners, that I could not be a pastor full-time in a church. And they said, well, we're not hiring a full-time position. It's going to be a part-time position of community engagement. And so we're like, okay, we'll have to pray about that. So then we left that meeting. I went to the trip in Malaysia and the Philippines. And while I was there, they contacted me again. And so the elders of Wilmot Center Church contacted me, and they said, we want to meet with you again. And so upon returning, a few days after we got back, Allie and I went to meet with the elders. And for me personally, that was my second God meet. Because going into that meeting, we weren't sure. But during the meeting, it became very clear that this was the direction God was calling us to go in. This was a decision that was made with the family in mind because, you know, to be honest with you, if I could, I'd be traveling all the time. I'd be in Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Philippines, preaching the gospel. But I can't do that right now. We have a family, 4 kids. They're young. My main calling is to disciple them. And so with all that in mind, I made the decision with Allie that we would take this position at Wilmot Center Church as their community engagement pastor starting January the 6th. And so that means my last Sunday here at Trinity will be December 29th. Of this year. And then I will be moving on to Wilmot Center. So this was not an easy decision. I even told them that this is moving from one family to another family. It's going to be hard. But this was a decision that Allie and I, we prayed about and came to an agreement with. And so I don't know what else to say at this point other than, you know, I'm trusting that God is in this both for our family, for me, for Allie, for our family, but also for Trinity as the search continues for who the next pastoral staff people will be. I believe God is somehow in this, and even though we may not see it or feel it, God is here. So that's my announcement. Could you imagine me trying to preach a sermon with that in my mind? This was very difficult, and so that's where we're at. So I welcome any feedback, any questions, not maybe in a public forum like this, but afterwards, just to clarify some things. But that's where it's at now. So,
loud. Much prayer has gone into this, folks. Over the past year, it's been this has been tough because we knew this was going to happen. We knew, we just didn't know when. And so we'd like to today just affirm James a little bit, James and Allie and the family. But I think we should also note, come on up here. You're my friend too. Some days. We just want to affirm them, but on the last Sunday of the year, I don't know the number on the day, I think it's the 29th or something, we're going to have a send-off. We're going to bless James and Allie as they go in the direction that God is taking them. God is leading them. So now we'll just, a few of us will pray. Is anybody who wants to come up and pray? I'm glad the kids are here because you're an important part of this. You're an important part of this. So join us as we pray. If you want to come up and put your hands on James and Allie, in a couple weeks, you're going to get a further opportunity. Would you remember them in your prayers? This has not been a lightly taken decision. This has come with much prayer, much seeking God, maybe even questioning God at times about what are you doing? So let's just pray, folks, and I'll pass the mic. I'll pray first. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for James' leadership with us. Thank you that you sent him at just the right time. You sent James and Allie and the kids just at the right time. You sent them to us knowing what we needed, and now you're sending them to another place, knowing what we need and what they need. Father, would you just go ahead of this? Would you just surround them and affirm daily that this is the right path that you have for them? I just give you praise. I give you praise for their ministry here, and thanks in Jesus' name.
So, James, the leadership has been talking with you for quite a long time about this. And we all knew that God was moving your spirit to something new, and we blessed you in that. And this wasn't one of the pictures that we had in mind, but when you talked to me about it a couple of days ago, I just sensed that this was actually God's best plan. It was different than our plan, and that's okay. You know, within our... the things we considered, there were a certain range of things we considered, and this just wasn't one of the things. But God's plan was better than our best thoughts, and this will give you a new start. And you've been faithful to God all the time that you've been here, and all the hard stuff that most people have no idea, all the stuff the pastor carries, and you've been faithful, and you've been honest, and you've been straight up. And God honors that. And he's built a lot of things into you and your family through this time. Yeah. And it'll be a new start for Allie as she's engaging in, I don't want to say all the things you're going to be doing there, but I know about some of the things that God has put on your heart, and it'll give you a new start too. And it will be easier for you to do community engagement in a new place because you'll step in and God's faith will be over you, and you won't be thinking, well, this didn't work and that didn't work in the old place. And I just sense a lot of things about this that are right. And so, Father, we just speak a blessing over James and his family. Yeah, Eden and Lydia, why don't you guys come up here too? You're part of this. So, Father, we all stand together with this beautiful family that you have built, and we just bless them as they step into the new things that you have for them. We thank you for all that you've taught them and the way that you've bonded them together as a family in such a remarkable way. And we just bless them as they step into this new thing that you're doing. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I probably have known James longer than most people here, if not all of you. And I've certainly known Allie. I met James in 2005, and I've known Allie and her family since 1995. And talk about transition. I saw a transition in James, and I saw a transition that Allie went through. And it came to be that they were joined together, and we have this beautiful family that we see in front of us. And, you know, it's probably my relationship with James that brought me here. So this is tough. And it's tough for all of us, and I can feel your pain as I feel mine. But this is God's will, and I believe that what he's doing in your lives, you and Allie and the kids, this is meant to be. It's something that you have thought about, prayed about, and had confirmation about, and that you are in the right place at the right time for the right purpose. And so I'm just so pleased that I'm actually witnessing this. And Father, I just thank you for the time that you've given us here at Trinity with James and Allie and the family, and watch that family grow. And now we're going to watch this ministry grow. Not just James and Allie's ministry, but the ministry here. When somebody leaves, there's another person that's going to come in and fill that void. And it's not really a void. It's a spiritual opportunity for God to work among us. And so at this time of year, with God with us, Emmanuel, we want to take this opportunity to receive this situation in its true light. That this is an opportunity that God is giving the Park family, but it's also giving us, the Trinity family, to embrace this as a new threshold, a new beginning. And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We come together in unity. We come together at a time of rejoicing, at a time when you sent your son, Emmanuel, to be with us. And we want to be with James and Allie and the family in this decision and send them off with the praise and glory that you want us to send them off with. In the name of your precious son, Jesus Christ.
Dear God, we thank you for the last 7 years, God. We just thank you for each and every moment we had with this family. It's been a blessing that you created, God, that you gave us James and Allie and the kids. We thank you for their friendship, that it will always be there. And we celebrate with them right now during this next chapter of their life, God. As hard as it is to see them go, God, we bless them in Jesus' name.
Father, we read in the scriptures that while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them." And they fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on him, and they sent them away. And we believe that's the same Holy Spirit who works today. And we don't always understand your ways. The old saying, Father, says your ways are past finding out. But we recognize that the way the testimonies have gone on today and over the last few months, that your Spirit is leading. So we want to bow down to that, but bless our brother and sister and family the next few weeks and celebrate with you that your will be done on earth in their lives and in the lives of Trinity, just as it is in heaven. And that's what we ask for. And whenever that's the case, Father God, your grace and mercy and your presence is there. So we bless them today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, trusting you to look over and use them for your glory. And then trusting you, Father, trusting you for Trinity Church, trusting you to use all that's gone on this last 7 years to get us ready for the next phase of continuing to be what you want us to be. So we bless you and thank you for what you're doing and what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yep. Lord, I just, I thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up every day. Thank you for being here, because you can really feel the Holy Spirit in here. I can feel just the heat and the glory and the presence and the smell of you today in here in this moment. And I just pray, I specifically want to pray just for Allie right now. I feel like I need to pray for Allie. You are a steadfast mom. You are a steadfast wife, and you're a steadfast presence in the Holy Spirit. And I pray for that steadfast over the course of this transition. And I also pray for, hi, honey. I also pray what I got from a friend. I pray for you to be strong and courageous in this decision. Be strong and courageous that God has you and he has your family and he has this next transition in life, and steadfast. I also got that don't look left or right, Allie. Just keep looking straight. Just keep looking ahead and keep doing what you're doing because you have such a big heart. And we're going to miss you. It's going to be hard not seeing you every morning with the kids. But know that God's got something really just joyful for you soon. Joyful for you. So I just pray over this family. I just pray over the children. I pray over Pastor James in this transition, that it's a transition that they can just keep moving forward and not to look left or right. Give them the Joshua 1, give them strength and strong and courageous in their next transition.
Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say that, like, as a mom and a grandma, that it's hard to sometimes let people go that you love. Sometimes it's a necessary part of life when you've worked alongside people and you've, you know, developed a relationship with them. It's hard to let go. And sometimes it's like, God, what are you doing here? But this church is built on relationships, relationship with Jesus Christ and relationship with each other. And sometimes when roles change, it doesn't mean the relationships change. And so a lot of times, you know, we get every one of us, our roles change in life. And this is a season where Allie and James, their role has changed. But the relationships that they've established with God, with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, with all of us, with all the missions people, with all the community people, with all the family, all the children, that doesn't change. Their hearts are still there. And I know, like, as a mom, when one of my kids left the nest, I just want to, like, put my arms around them and hold them back and not let them go. But, we know, too, as parents, that when we release, that's when we see, you know, people grow and other people grow as well. So I'm thinking even as, like, I sort of had a picture of a potato, how when you, not to say you guys are potatoes, but when you plant a potato in the ground, you don't see really what's going on, but it puts down roots, but then it also shoots out other roots and other potatoes are planted. And then when you dig in the ground and all of a sudden there's a lot of potatoes where there was only one. And so I sort of see that this way, that, you know, these guys are being planted. They were planted at Trinity for a season. But I think that you guys, that we're all potatoes too. We're all rooted underground, and God has, and you can't even see what's going to come to light yet. But I think that when these guys were planted here, that every one of you, every family here, every unit, every couple, every individual is somebody that's planted underground with firm roots, and we're going to see the fruit of their relationship and work they've sown. But you guys are going to rise up. And I really believe that there's a lot of people in this church that are so talented and so passionate and so called that it's not just, our pastor and his family that are leaving, but they're leaving behind a family of people that are strong and courageous and called. And this is the time in the season of our church where, regardless of what we see in the natural, you know, there'll maybe be a season where we don't see what God's going to do. But you have to know in your heart that you guys are strong and that we're strong together. And we bind together and we love each other and we trust and we believe that God's got a plan for our future, for Trinity. And every one of us is a part of that. And I really see, too, in the Spirit how God, sometimes what happens is when something, you know, it says when the shepherd leaves, the sheep scatter. But I don't believe that that's going to happen here. I believe that the Lord is going to send, like, spiritual sheepdogs to corral in the sheep and say, like, you know, don't go anywhere. Jesus has always been the shepherd of this church, and he'll always be the shepherd of this church. And he's got spiritual sheepdogs watching out for every one of us, just kind of surrounding us. So when you feel everybody's going to feel like, oh, I'm just going to, like, back away and isolate. But that's what the enemy wants. He wants to isolate the people outside of the sheepfold so that the enemy can come in and feed negative thoughts and feed discouragement and feed that kind of stuff into our hearts. But that's not God. God says, no, I am the shepherd. You keep your eyes on me. There is a plan. There always has been a plan, and there will be a plan. He's begun a good work in this church, and he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So hang together.
James, I remember many, many chats around the table, the elders' table. And when we all had to go through our fivefold spiritual gifts, what did you identify as number one? Apostle. And if I remember clearly, in the scriptures, the apostles moved from place to place. They didn't get stuck in one place. We've also identified Trinity as a sending church. We've had that conversation. So God has done great things here with you. And he's going to do even greater things with you as you go. And we identify this as not as a mourning moment, but a sending moment. And we rejoice with the next thing God has for you and Allie. And we just bless you. I remember sending teacher Tim a number of years ago. And we saw him grow while he was here. And we've seen you grow while you are here. And you've blessed us and you've been blessed. So we rejoice. I rejoice, James and Allie, in this transition. We just want to bless you as you go. We praise you. Thank you. Jesus.
So just to close, I just want to say once again, thank you. Trinity, the last 7 years has been a tremendous growing season for me. It was a time of love and support, and it gave me a chance to heal, actually, because I came to Trinity originally sort of wounded from my previous experiences in ministry. But I was supported, launched, and healed through your love and your support. That's all I can really say about Trinity in my last 7 years. It was just amazing. So thank you. You've given me a platform to be able to minister. And even in Malaysia, when I was there, when they found out I was a pastor and that I had been pastoring for 7 years, they gave me a plenary keynote session just because of that. And so I've been given so many opportunities because of my time here. So thank you. So God bless you, everyone. Let me just pray, and then we'll wrap it up. So Father, we... we acknowledge that this is that you are the Prince of Peace. We lit the second candle today that represents peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. May it be upon Junia right now in Jesus' name. But Lord, we truly do thank you for your peace, and we ask that you be with us as